You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I don't know what that is.
Wow. Okay, you're not woke.
Wow.
Unwoke alert over here. What the fuck?
I'm offended.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I am offended.
In fact, that's 2023.
I'm not woke.
Today we are covering a video that got 1,000 children grounded for singing it in front of their parents.
Way more than 1,000 children, let's be honest.
Potentially.
Way more. And this is a very special episode of Flashback with Smosh because this is the first time that we're covering a music video. Oh wait, what the f-? We literally launched this series with a music video. Assassin's Creed 3. Before we started rolling, we were like, whoa, this is our first music video that we're covering. Whatever, we dressed up. This is the first time we dressed up.
We just cut that part out. This is a special episode for me.
Why is it so special for you?
Because I know that this video got a lot of people in trouble.
Yeah.
For singing it, because like, sans context, not a good song to sing out in public.
That's true. But luckily we have context today.
We have context.
Because we have the official Dixon Cider brand.
That's right.
Apple cider.
Yep. Get it now at smosh.com.
Don't get it. It's not actually for sale.
So for those of you that haven't seen this before, it's
for a treat.
It's a fake brand deal that we did for a brand of cider from a small town called Dixon. You'll see it explained in there.
I think we actually show at the beginning.
We do, yeah. You know, it's a play on words. You'll see.
I remember our assistant director, Ethan Ireland, he mentioned that the town Dixon was nearby because we shot this in Sacramento, we grew up there. And he said something like, have you heard about their cider? And we were like, dun dun, like,
yeah.
The moment of realization of like, that's the music video.
Dixon's Cider.
Let's go.
So we're dressed like you'll understand pretty soon. We're trying to figure out why, and I think it's because like, Dick in the Box like was around that time. We were inspired by Dick in a Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're freaking fly, my guy.
We're fly, my guy.
I mean, this was definitely like heavy into, we were already making music. We're trying to find ways to elevate our music. This was definitely a different style of music that we'd done.
Pretty much everything that we had done leading up to this was some kind of rap.
Yeah.
A little bit of pop, but like this, how do you even describe like a little...
Maybe at that time it might have been like a little like Bruno Mars.
It was a little maybe? Justin Timberlake-ish. A little Bruno Mars.
Because I feel like Bruno Mars at that time was doing this kind of like a little bit like this, maybe. He's gone through different eras. Right? Who was making this kind of music? Was this just like...
Not Bruno Mars.
I don't know about Bruno Mars. More like the...
I feel like Bruno Mars had...
What was his name?
Was like...
You guys don't know why you made this music video?
Well, I mean, I know why we made this.
We made it because it's a pun.
A hilarious pun.
So hilarious.
Okay, I went on YouTube and there's a clip. There's a Smosh clip on here that I just want to watch because I don't know what it means. It's just Anthony Pawlet.
Special delivery for Anthony Padildo.
It's Padilla.
Okay. That's a mid clip.
You just watched a clip of someone calling me Padildo?
Mm-hmm. When did this come out? When did this video come out?
I feel like this is more like Blurred Lines.
I don't want to say we were inspired by Blurred Lines.
I mean, we were just doing whatever the pop was. But it was a lot of Dick in a box. Wow, I couldn't even say it right. Dick in a box.
Okay, it's my, Robin Thicke, ugh.
I know.
Ugh.
Blurred Lines and Bruno Mars are very different things.
Yeah, I think it was more Blurred Lines than Bruno Mars.
Let's hear 2014 Bruno 2013. Mars.
He doesn't even know the year.
13.
But this came out in 2013 or 14?
13.
Yeah. Oh, well that changes everything. Treasure?
Sure, I can see a little bit of Treasure.
Let me treasure you.
A little bit of like the synthy kind of.
I think it's the same exact song. I think Bruno Mars might have even.
Don't tell Bruno that, shit. Well, this is our intellectual property.
Okay, well, I don't remember this specific inspiration then. But we definitely didn't want to just do another rap. It was like, let's make like, it would be funny if we did like a sexy song, you know?
Yeah, I think it was really just going down the route of being sexy.
Yeah, but we somehow like turned out sounding like the freaking Bee Gees.
We'll play it. We just got to get into it.
We just got to get into it.
There's no way to describe it without just hearing.
And it features a cameo from another Smosh member.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we'll take a sip every time we think we've successfully done something sexy.
Because that was our goal, to be sexy. Was it like to sexify ourselves?
I don't think so, man.
My goal was to be seen as a sexual god.
And
I succeeded.
I saw what we were wearing. I was like, I don't think I'm trying to be sexy here.
Really?
Did you already drink some?
No.
Why is yours so low?
We don't talk about that. But I'm getting prepped because I know immediately there's going to be some sexy stuff and I'm going to have to drink.
Hey, do you guys want to hear a punny joke?
Shut up!
Why was that our choice for the shut up?
Because we want to set people up that this is all a punny joke.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's a pun.
But then the ending, why did we have to do the ending? Oh, we'll get to it.
I don't remember the ending.
Oh, I remember and I don't.
Oh, like I remember that. The ending. Yeah, it's funny.
It's not funny. I think this is where we disagreed. This was like one of the few times that we disagreed on something. So I was like, we shouldn't have this ending. We'll get to it.
All right. You guys will have to vote and decide who was right.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Small apple cider business in the nearby town of Dixon is going bankrupt. So we made this music video to help them out. Now they're threatening to sue us. I guess you'll see why.
This is all totally true, right?
All totally true.
Do you think anyone actually believed that we were being sued for this one?
Well, because it turns out that some kids watched our stuff,
they probably
kids will believe anything you tell them.
That's true.
I'd assume that some people did believe that.
This is before slash S existed. No, slash.
Yeah.
S is not serious.
No, SRS is serious.
SRS is serious. S is sarcasm.
Yeah.
This was before slash S.
You don't know what that is.
You don't use tone tags?
I don't know what a tone tag is.
You don't use tags?
Okay, you're not woke.
Wow.
Unwoke alert over here. You don't know tone tags?
What about people who can't read tone
through
tags?
I'm offended.
I'm offended.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I am offended.
In fact, that's it. It's 2023. How are you not using tone tags?
I'm not woke. Slash LH. Slash LH. Yeah. Slash LH.
Slash SRS. She needs to like do some learning.
Gen Z just says it with our chest, so that's why.
I think Gen Z was.
Gen Z is the generation that made this.
Yeah, Gen Z carried the tone.
I know.
What are you talking about?
I know so. Yeah. Hey, Gen Z, comment below and let us know that you stand by this
roasted.
Shit.
See, Aaron, the problem is like you're Elder Z.
Elder millennial.
I'm not an elder millennial.
Is that true?
We're not, we're like right in the middle of it.
Yeah, we're right in the middle. We're mid. We're mid millennial.
We're super mid.
Yeah, you're an Elder Z though.
Okay.
All your compatriots are way ahead of you.
Yeah, you're not the youth anymore.
Yeah, sorry.
Wow.
Alpha's the youth.
We are the youth of the nation.
We can't use that.
That is definitely millennial, though.
That song sucks ass.
It's fucking horrible.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. The big text was so popular. Look at your gun. I forgot I just had a blinged out gun.
Blinged out gun belt buckle.
You know what?
I forgot, but I got it.
You might need to take a sip for that sexy
man. I look pretty fucking good, dude. I look pretty freaking good.
How is it, by the way? How is the Dixon family cider? Is it hitting the spot?
It could use more cider.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that it was watered down so that we wouldn't have a medical emergency on set. If you drink an entire thing of sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I know why they went bankrupt.
Not so good?
Not so good.
I'll find out next time something sexy happens.
All right. So.
Oh, wait. This is using the set from the Assassin's Creed music video.
I mean, yeah.
We used the shit out of this set.
We used it for everything.
All right, let's go.
Days when you think nothing can bring you worry. But if you got a girl, you got nothing to worry about.
Our voice.
And we'll tell you just what's up.
Okay, so for those of you that haven't seen this song before, you're hearing these deep, sexy voices. I think you know what kind of song is gonna come up.
Are you hearing these deep,
sexy voices?
We'll tell you just what's up.
So here comes this song.
Pure sex. Ooh, okay, I'm drinking. This is, I gotta drink up. Pause it up because lots of sexy things are happening immediately. And I just wanna acknowledge it.
Yeah.
What were they?
Oh, that Dixon family cider is very bankrupt right now, and I know why.
Mm-hmm.
Once it hits your taste buds, you want it out. I mean, okay, first of all.
This shot.
First of all.
What is it, the pictures, moments before disaster, remember?
She looks into it, though. But okay, this is pretty sexy because she, from the look on her face, she wants whatever's about to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
She wants this.
She wants the Dixon cider.
Clearly, I think consent is sexy. And she's giving full consent with her chest.
That is radical consent, if I've ever seen it. So here's the first lyric. Grab your girl and have some Dixon cider.
Yep. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know, looking at you like anything.
Wait, pause. Okay, so that was so sticky. It's so sticky. Because it wasn't watered down. It was just so.
Are you sure we didn't just use like colored water?
I'm positive.
For this shoot?
We just used.
No, I doubt we doused her in actual apple
juice. Oh, you would think so.
Did we?
I think that was just actual apple cider.
She could have been swarmed by bees.
I know. There was a lot of. I'm glad we had insurance on set because that could have been really dangerous.
Yeah, it could have been liability. Bee emergency.
Shut up!
That's more like it. I just need to like watch the scene again real quick.
Okay. Oh, you did.
Wait, look at your face.
Cause like. this is hard for me because I, you know, I'm supposed to be looking like I'm loving it like she is, but like there's this other half of me that is feeling very bad for her.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Also conscious of us like being in a public park.
Yeah.
Where we're filming me just dumping apple cider on a woman.
It's on her head too.
So like, I just like in that moment, like it's taking a lot for me to pretend like I'm enjoying this scene.
Yeah.
Because I just feel bad.
Why do you feel bad? Tell me why. I want it in words, Ian. Why do you feel bad for this?
I mean, that looks like water to me. I think
it's
that might just
not,
be water.
Dude. Look at the close-ups. It is not water. Look in the jug. That is cider.
Yeah, maybe.
It was just cider. I know she went home sticky that day.
She got Dixon cider.
No.
She went home sticky.
It's so hard for me to watch this and not like tear up with
embarrassment.
No, it's not embarrassment. It's actually funny. It is funny. Let's keep it going.
Sure.
Wait. I know I shouldn't keep pausing, but what are you doing in the background of this shot?
I'm just vibing,
okay,
dude.
Vibing.
I'm just vibing.
Yeah.
You know, I should take a drink because I look pretty good there.
You were sexing it up.
In her mouth hole flowing. Oh wait, what was that? Grab her grandma? Is that what that was?
Yeah, it was in her mouth hole flowing down inside her.
Yeah.
Grab her grandma.
Grab her. That escalated. Very
grab her
quickly.
Grandma. Get some dicks inside her.
Too old to handle all the dicks inside her.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why we so frequently use our makeup artist Paula to play these roles. She was very happy to play these roles. She was a trooper and she understood the humor behind it. Mm-hmm. I mean, Paula's a great sport.
Paula's a great sport.
Let's see though, because we definitely. Oh,
the grandpa got some dicks inside her as well. Sorry, I didn't mean her. Dicks and cider.
Cider.
I don't remember. Yeah, he's got. He took some to the mouth.
He catches some. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in my mind.
I love like whatever it is. Like it's supposed to be your girlfriend or something.
Yeah, it's supposed to be my girlfriend.
She's just sitting there smiling.
Yeah.
While you douse her grandparents in dicks and cider.
This is always a weird feeling to do a take where you know you only have one.
Yes.
One shot to get it because right. Once they're drenched, they're drenched.
Yeah. Once you're drenched and sticky, and
yeah.
Dicks and cider.
Yeah.
Let's see what's on the kitchen table, right?
We have like a traditional kind of like Great Depression.
Is that a piss jar?
No, it's supposed to be the cider.
Is that a piss jar and then a poop container? Filled with more piss?
Why do you think it's piss? It's cider.
But the cider's in the jug. Why would it be in the
There's lots
jar?
Of cider. There's more than enough cider to go around.
Why doesn't anyone have glasses? Why is it all jars?
I don't know. I don't know, but there's something so weird about pouring piss-colored liquid all over your table, all over the place.
Yeah, it's liberating.
Yep. This is a sexy breakdown. Lots of thrusting. Hey,
how? Sexy. I'm gonna.
You know, I'm gonna take a swig for that too. Hey, oh my god. Hey, oh. Wait, let's do a 11-year check-in. Do you still love dicks inside? No, this is 10-year. Let's do a 10-year check-in. Do you still love dicks and cider to this day? Do you think that you will until the day that you die?
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a swig for that. That's sexy. Obama. Oh, by the way, yeah, there is another MOSH cast member in here.
Mm-hmm.
Mari Takahashi. Mari was the first additional SMOSH cast member that we ever had.
Yeah.
She hosted Smosh Pit Weekly on the, I think at the time it was called E&H Channel before it became Smosh Second Channel, before it became Smosh Pit.
Yeah.
Where she would take all the articles and other things that we were publishing on the website, the Smosh Pit was not just on smosh.com at the time, and she would make a video covering all that stuff, kind of to help promote the website.
Yeah.
But also to kind of do like a weekly recap of like interesting things from the internet.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was a ballet dancer, so we invited her out to be part of this.
Yep, and she even brought her ballet outfit. You'll see later. I actually forgot that we have like a random shot of her.
Oh yeah,
doing like pirouettes.
Yeah.
But yeah, she brought her ballet outfit, so there's just like a random shot of her doing the thing.
All right, let's keep going.
I guess pie.
What was that joke?
Well, because it rhymes.
Yeah, but like, why did we even bother?
Well, because it's like, oh no, like you couldn't think of a rhyme.
I think that was really popular at that time to do the kind of cutaway.
Do like the cutaway break.
Like in the
song breaks. Oh no. I mean, look, I'm not saying we won't ever do it again.
But.
Yeah. It's pretty mid. I guess pie?
This shot's been particular.
Oh, yeah.
I had them crop out my camel toe. Look.
Oh, no.
It was really, really bad. And I was
Dude,
like,
you're showing some front.
It's some front man puss. It's some.
You're showing some front man puss.
I'm showing my bussy right now. But yeah, I remember
front pussy. You got front pussy, dude. So we should just start calling it.
My front pussy?
Front pussy.
I remember I literally had to ask the editor. I was like, hey, can you crop in? It is a lot going on right there. Because the pants were tight, there's a crease straight down the middle, cutting off the circulation, and for some reason I'm doing the happy baby pose, surrounded by my Dixon cider. Mm-hmm. There was something weird about this shot. I remember this shot sticking out of my head. It's burned into there.
I just want to point out, like, you're singing in this next part. It's just very funny sounding to me.
Okay. It makes me feel so good. I want to have more Dixon cider. It makes me feel so good. I want to have more Dixon cider. It's like Elmo.
I don't even know what the...
I don't know, man. It's the drop, okay? It's the part that I look forward to most in the song.
It makes me feel so good. I wanna have more Dixon cider.
It makes me feel so good.
It makes me feel so good. I wanna have more Dixon cider.
That's my favorite part of the song.
I wanna have more Dixon cider. Cider.
Cider.
Good. I wanna have more Dixon cider.
Yeah.
Epic. I'm gonna take a sip for that one. If I don't get enough, I'll beg and plead.
If I don't get enough, I'll beg and plead. Cause girl, you know just what I mean.
Ooh! Chopping them up. Oh God, we had her not want it now? And you're still, whoa. I just realized what? This is the exact same shot from our Molester Moon video when the moon comes in the doorway.
Oh.
With the smoke coming in.
Oh, the smoke. Okay. You know, it all seemed like she wanted it in the beginning.
Now she don't want it.
But all of a sudden, this got a little scary.
This got a little dark. Yeah.
Wait. If your girl don't want it, then you best go hide her?
I did not remember that there was this line in here. Why did this go this route? I think it's because literally we were like, what rhymes with cider? What rhymes? Hider.
Hider, yeah.
Hider.
Course, yeah.
So then we were like, let's reverse engineer what these lyrics are. Oh, you yeah. best go hider.
Yeah, best go hider.
Yeah, that's how we write all of our music videos. If it rhymes, it makes it in.
Go hider. Somebody come get her.
Street
Somebody her. Go hider.
She wants that apple cider.
Hider.
All right. He looks so happy. Oh, but now she's into it.
She's still liking it.
Well, she wasn't into it for a second.
She's like, no. Sorry.
Push, no. Shove it all down.
No. Sometimes, like.
You better watch what you say carefully.
Look, sometimes, it's hard to drink a lot of apple cider all at once.
Right.
So like, even though she's like a willing participant in getting Dixon cider.
Yeah.
She needs some assistance in pushing and shoving it all down inside her.
Got it. So what you meant was she still wants it. She just needed help.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. That's quite a frame.
This is a task that requires multiple participants. One can't just put Dixon cider alone. It's a two-person job, at least.
Yep. Oh, she's thirsting for it. Yeah.
Uh-oh, Gramps is...
Did we... I'm trying to figure out, like, contextually where this is supposed to be. Like, is this after I already doused them in Dixon cider, or is this earlier? This is your girl, bruh. No, but I already doused them in...
Who?
I doused the entire family and the table in Dixon cider previously.
Oh, chronologically.
So I'm wondering, is this like a different universe?
I think this is like a flashback. You know, this.
Okay,
is like,
so this is when she was thirsting for it earlier.
Yeah, like you had teased her. You're like, hey, girl.
I don't know, but I'm taking a sip.
You know, we at Gramps' house.
I'm gonna give you the Dixon cider. Dixon cider.
That sounds exactly like the voice that you did in our Going to the Mountains video when you're like, Laura, please, please help me.
Wait, don't shoot me.
Whatever, another old reference.
We'll have to watch it, I don't remember.
It's another old reference. Let me just have to explain to
her. Hey girl, you want me to get some dicks inside her?
Shut up!
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna take a swig for just, you know, how sexy is when she thirsts for the dicks inside her.
I like the how you go up on thirst.
Make a thirst for some dicks inside her. Thirst.
Oh yeah, I definitely riding her.
This is kind of Logan Paul coded.
How?
Do you remember when he did that? He did that whole song that was just objectifying women.
What was it?
It was like, I can ride your girl with no handlebars. And he just made a bike out of women and was pretending to ride them.
Was this after this?
No, we probably inspired him.
That's unfortunate.
Well, we did inspire Logan Paul and Jake Paul to make YouTube videos.
So. They did used to have a channel called Zoosh.
Yeah.
Do I want to apologize?
I feel like I've already apologized.
I already apologized for that on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, we already apologized.
Yeah, we don't need to do it again.
Make a thirst! Bet.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Okay,
This is where things get a little wacky.
So here's Anthony with dreads.
That's real big yikes. I'm playing a character named Bullfrog.
Bullfrog.
The reasoning for Bullfrog's name is because he sounds like he's got a frog in his throat!
Which is different from...
That's different. That's like the Elmo inspiration. This is more like... Kind of like...
Yeah.
I was 13 when I had my first Dixon Cider!
Yeah. What was the...
What?
Was it Ludacris?
Yeah, this was inspired by Luda.
Yeah, when he was like...
I was 13 when I had my first kiss.
Yeah.
Peach fuzz, I forget.
Peach fuzz on my face, yeah, or whatever.
Yeah.
What was it? Yeah, he's like, I was 13 when I had my,
the Justin Bieber song?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Justin
Bieber
song.
When I was 13, I had my first love.
Oh. I was 13, I had my first love, or whatever.
Yeah, so that's where this line came from.
Yeah.
I was 13 when I had my first Dixon Cider. 13 when I had my first Dixon Cider. I had so much when I top. I was slow. Oh, there's...
Oh yeah, dude, twerking.
I think we cast these girls and we said, did we say no, like twerk?
Like you have to twerk?
Like, I think that we probably said like, know how to twerk coming on.
I don't know. I do know that like the guy that like casted them.
Yeah.
Like he worked at like a fitness center or something. And I think he just casted all of them from this like gym.
No, yeah, he worked
Except
at this.
For Mari.
Yeah, he worked at this gym, and he knew a bunch of fit women. He was like, they can definitely twerk.
So
yeah,
these are athletes.
These are athletes. These are professional athletes.
Yeah,
the funny thing about this, when I just think about it, is like, and I'm guessing like it's probably this way for all like rap music videos that have twerkers. Is that what you call them?
Yep.
Twerkers.
Mm-hmm.
That they just had to like stand there and twerk for like a long time.
I do know for sure that there was lots of twerking.
Yeah.
Dozens of minutes in a row.
That's crazy. That's wild.
All right, let's go.
What's Billy doing back there?
I forget. Why did we have Billy back
there?
Why
is Billy back there? What's Billy doing?
I think there's a moment when we had Billy react to something.
What that Billy doing?
Let's see.
I'm just dancing.
You're happily with
I don't know, so I roll the road with the bowling. More twerking.
Why was there a bear?
So bad. Oh, there's Mari in the ballet.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And this then we're pouring weird. Cider on their butts while they twerk.
We're pouring cider on the women.
Look at, what is this pose? What is this pose that I'm in? I'm like.
What?
Posture check.
Nah, it works, bro. Plus you had to show off your blinged out Glock on your crotch.
What is that? Like, what the? I mean,
there's only so many poses you can do while pouring Dixon cider onto twerking butts.
Okay, I mean, the girl on the left looks like she's really enjoying it.
Super into it.
Mari looks majestic.
This is so sick. Honestly, this looks really cool in slow-mo.
I wanna talk about some of these lyrics. Dixon cider and I would slur.
Dixon cider, I would slur.
I would slur.
I would.
Cider. Dad said, no more Dixon cider till you're older. I said, hell no, so I rolled him over with a boulder.
Yo, these Rhyme Zone wasn't a thing at the time.
Bars!
Rhyme Zone wasn't a thing. We were running dry on the words that could rhyme.
Actually, Rhyme Zone definitely was a thing, and we definitely used hell out of Rhyme Zone.
We probably typed in older, and it showed boulder, and we're like, well,
yeah.
Gotta do it.
What else can you rhyme with older.
Shoulder, cold shoulder.
So I gave him a colder shoulder.
So I gave him pepper cuts with my folder.
So I, so I told her.
So I put some Dixon cider in the fridge and made it colder.
I covered it in a precious metal, so I gold her.
You're just adding one letter before older.
What?
So I put a trapper keeper in my folder. I wanted to make a replica of her, so I mold her. She was kind of stinky.
What?
Because she was covered in mold. I don't know.
But then this last killer, I feel like all these lines with Bullfrog were so bad that Bullfrog, we were going to have be like a recurring character.
Were we?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I still have, somehow that outfit survived.
It's because that outfit never ever needed to see the light of day ever again.
Yeah, but for some reason that outfit is like in my house. I managed to, I rescued like some wardrobe that wasn't stolen from Defy. And that was one of the ones because clearly nobody wanted it. But I'm pretty sure I still have the Bullfrog outfit.
Which outfits did you steal? Bullfrog, I don't know, Billy? I think you actually did.
I have like a Billy outfit.
Well, it's like a weird ripoff like Pikachu.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I have a bunch of junk.
Oh, you have one of my Super Virgin Squad characters.
I have Frank, the internet. What's his name?
Oh, Bob Roberts?
Bob Roberts. I'm pretty sure I have Bob Roberts.
Nice.
We should do a Bob Roberts episode.
You mean a flashback or like a new
one? Flashback.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we gotta bring Bob Roberts back for a bit, too.
Older, colder, folder, tolder, shoulder. Anyway, your bars were so weak that it literally killed Bullfrog on launch.
Honestly, we had to kill Bullfrog the moment that he gets attacked by a killer bear for no reason and the bear looked like shit. It's like, I didn't want to remember that.
Yeah, I remember like we got the outfit and we were like,
well, because we didn't choose what the outfit looked like.
It also like wasn't a great line, but I think like we were just kind of like, okay, it's fine.
Well, when we wrote the character, all I said was that we said that he was wearing a tracksuit. And then the rest was just purchased for us. And we were like, well, this is what he looks like.
Oh, I'm talking about the bear.
Oh.
The bear outfit was stupid.
That too.
I definitely remember like on the day we were like.
I mean, it's probably as good as you're gonna get. It's just in our heads we imagine it to be much different.
It might be,
you know, why do we have a knack for really shitty bear costumes? Remember Smosh the movie?
Yeah.
Do you remember what that bear looked like?
Sort of.
I think it was literally that same outfit.
It looked pretty bad.
I think it was literally it was
probably
the same outfit. We didn't learn.
But didn't it look like a little bit better, like when the guy was getting mauled, like in the distance, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe in the distance, but we didn't learn our lesson with the bears. And this was 2 years before that.
No.
Let's go.
All right.
Yeah.
So I rolled him over with the boulder. Yep. Now my ass is stuck in this crappy foster care.
Oh, is that
so
why
Billy
was there?
So Bullfrog is a minor?
I guess so.
Now my ass is stuck in this crappy foster care.
Why did we add this line?
Can anyone save me from this killer
bear? What was up with these lines? It was just random. It was just random XD humor.
So Bullfrog and Billy are both living in foster care?
I don't know, but Bullfrog died in a house fire or something. Billy lived on to
Can we just like take this shot of Bullfrog right here, put him on black and white and say Bullfrog died of asphyxiation?
Auto asphyxiation.
Smoke inhalation.
Mmm.
And
it's because he
too
was
too much Dixon cider.
Actually, he died of too much Dixon cider, yeah.
Yeah, and let's put that all in the obituary editor.
Rip in peace.
Anyone save me from this killer bear? No, get away from me, bear, no! Look how this, the most realistic, who the fuck was playing that bear? Who was playing that bear?
Why, wait.
Look, like this is the best effort they can do? That's what they did. That's what they did. They just, no, go back and play it in real speed.
They just walked forward.
Go back and play it in real speed. They just go. Killer bear, no, get away from me, bear. No. What is that? What is that?
I don't know, man. What else are you gonna do in an outfit like that? There's only so much you can do in an outfit that looks like that.
You can not shuffle.
I mean, I think someone, whoever was wearing that, I think they put it on, they looked in the mirror and they said, oh, fuck this.
I feel like that was like probably like our, like, probably like, it was probably like Felicia.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because she was in charge of costume?
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like we didn't have anyone else.
Yeah, that's why the bear is smaller than me.
Yeah, it's like a tiny bear and it's like walking timidly.
There's only so much you can ask from your costume
department. Well, yeah, when you're asking like your crew to be on camera.
Like they didn't start working with us with the idea that they want to be on camera.
Right.
Felicia killed it in that outfit, okay?
Sure.
Give respect where respect is due.
Sure.
Anyway.
All right.
Dude, how inclusive.
Look, inclusive kings.
Whatever. We're very inclusive.
Yeah. Also, yeah. I do kind of think that line's great.
There's no need to panic. Wait, what is the line?
There's no need to panic. You know that shit's organic.
No, that's good. It don't matter who you are, whether Asian or Hispanic. You don't need to panic. You know that shit's organic. That line slaps.
I just realized that woman is wearing, actually multiple people are wearing like a bikini top over a bra.
Oh.
It's a choice.
Why did they do that?
I don't know. Maybe it's just vibes.
A lot of them were wearing the same colors as us too, with lime green and magenta.
It's like it can make you go nuts. Wash it down with donuts. I love this shot.
This was sick. This is in like our backyard. This was the final shot that we did of the day.
Yeah, definitely.
Because that was the only time that you and I got doused in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to save it for the end.
I want to see what you're trying to do back here. Are you singing?
I don't know. I guess so.
Weird. I love this shot. This shot's great. I love these crossfade or whatever you would call this. Like
all of the slow motion shots are really cool in this one because there's just so much liquid everywhere. I don't think these girls are super into you with the donut.
Yeah, they're all like, what the fuck?
They're
is
all
he
cringing
doing?
At you.
They're like, this is.
They're like,
what did I get myself into?
Why did I sign up for this?
Like, everyone's
then
just.
They're
like,
okay.
Girl on the left.
Okay.
Everyone's just reconsidering.
Yeah, like, they're like, this might. They probably went home after this.
And then this one over here. On the far right, it's like, the fuck?
Yeah, this girl's not into it. Wait. Did she have to go through this again?
She was a trooper. I remember she was like always down for like weird ass stuff.
Yeah, she was great to work with. She was always like, I don't know, she never seemed weirded out by all the weird stuff.
No.
Did we make her go through this again though? I feel like there was a towel nearby. That we had our makeup artist like just ready to towel her down, and then
did it
she
again.
Went again.
Because I don't know what's about to happen here. There's something on
I think
the.
Think a cop joins in
is
or
it
something.
A cop? Oh. All
right, let's play it. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
See?
You think that you're about to get in trouble, but they are now enthusiastically.
See, Smosher said buy rights.
That's right. They're both into it. Mm-hmm. Wait, what does this have to do with sexuality? It's just dicks and cider.
Oh, you're right. This is just about getting people hydrated with cider.
Yeah. I mean, you could drink up because it is a sexy shot, but it's not sexual.
It's not sexual. Oh, we got Gramps twerking. Wait, sorry. What was your line there?
With all your clothes.
Oh, with all your clothes on. That's what I prefer.
Oh man, this poor girl is just doused in it on the right side.
Oh, we're gonna have to blur out those feet.
Oh.
Okay. This is the big argument.
This is the argument between us.
Yeah.
Because I think that this last line fucking sucked.
I think I would call it a misdirect.
It's not a misdirect.
It's a misdirect.
It's not a misdirect, like, because all it does is spell out the joke.
But is it? Does it?
What do you mean, does it?
But maybe it's...
I don't know. What?
What? What the whole world that ticks inside her in it. If you're wondering what the song is really all about, we're talking about shoving
p***s in your mouth.
What?
It's just so on the nose.
What are you talking about? It's all about Dix and Cider. It's all just about Dix and Cider.
Like, Leaf's up.
What do you think we're talking about there?
I mean, I like the slinging moment. I like the spinning moment.
I love how people like thought like the sensor size was real.
What?
Yeah,
what
there was mean? Like comments on there that were like
Wait,
like,
why would they think that's real? In what world is that real?
I mean, it could be real.
Okay, first of all, if yours was actually that small, it wouldn't spin.
I mean, I don't know. Is it that small? Yeah, it's not that small. I mean, guys, look, it's like average.
Wait. Actually, let's be honest here. If it is coming out of the hole.
If yours was that size, dude.
That's longer than my forearm.
Yeah. I think it's pretty normal size. I think it's probably like above average.
Mine
probably.
Is so long that it would have to coil in order to fit.
Well, I mean,
you
would just be
pants.
Walking everywhere with like a print in your pants.
Okay, but
you'd be like Jonah Falcon.
I don't know anything about that.
Anyone? Jonah Falcon, anyone? All right.
No.
Cool.
That's for cool. A man that peruses field.
No, he was a guy. He's just like some guy that has like a very large dick. And he has like, and he would have like trouble like when he went through the airport because they thought that he was like concealing something. And he's like, that's just my penis.
Why do you know that?
How do you guys not know who Jonah Falcon is?
How am I supposed to know that? Is that a common thing to know about this? I know about Double Dick Dude.
Yeah, but that's fake.
That was faked?
Yeah.
Bruh. When was that proven?
Oh my God, why did they?
What?
So, all right, so first off, this is the guy. He just looks like the most
Don't
ordinary.
Do that. Okay. Don't cover like that you're about to show dong. Don't do
wait,
that.
I'm just
wait.
Gonna show Anthony.
Just
okay.
me, just me. I mean, it doesn't show anything. It's just an imprint.
It's just, yeah, but like the funny, it's just like, why is he just like always wearing bicycle shorts?
How about that front
bussy? That's some serious front bussy.
Okay, it looks like it looks like he just like it looks like a literal eggplant is in his pants.
Anyway.
So
it looks like you're Jonah Falconing.
Okay.
This guy's 5'9", so short king's out there, you know?
So maybe it only looks big compared to his height.
Shit, he's 53 years old now? Wow, our legends are getting old.
Yours is actually somewhat reasonable if you think about the amount of length that it needs to go in order to even see air. To go
true.
Out the fly already is 3 inches.
Yeah, so we're basically there.
That's basically pretty reasonable.
If this is actually about what it says it is, do you still endorse shoving dicks and cider in your grandma and grandpa?
Oh, sorry, I'm still reading about Jonah Falcon. It's 13 and a half inches, dang. It's crazy.
That is pretty crazy. That's pretty nuts.
Anywho, what's up?
So if this is actually about what it says it is,
yeah.
Do you still endorse shoving dicks and cider inside like your grandma? Like, what do you mean by that?
That is a good question, since you stand by this line.
Well, I don't even know what we're talking about here, because it's we're missing like some letters. Like, so I really don't know what we're talking about here.
Does it say pencils?
I think it might say pencils, yeah. We're talking about, which is weird because like the whole song's about the dicks and cider.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're saying.
You know, I was having a problem with it. I was having a problem with it, but now I forgot that we wrote it was about pencils.
Yeah, I think this might have been like a back to school video.
Yeah, it was sponsored by Target.
Yeah, it's sponsored by Staples.
Can you spell pencil? How many letters is that?
P. Well, then we're just giving N I S I L. S.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, I feel like we set up the joke at the beginning. We said this is a punny joke. So then why do we need to do this bit at the end?
Because it's like.
It was like the antsy joke.
Because everyone was like, yeah, because everyone was along for the ride, like, oh, ha, 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 they're talking about the cider. And then at the end, we're like, ha, ha, nope.
It was the antsy.
Got your ass.
It was the antsy joke.
Yeah, but it is all just about the cider.
Yep.
And whatever this, I don't know.
Wait, let's see how it ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it ends.
Bloopers from this video and
oh, we got bloopers from this too.
Reacted when they saw this music video. Click the video right here. Oh yeah, and click the link to download this song.
People downloaded this shit.
Insider whenever you want. Click the subscribe button if you want your Dicks Insider. I know I'll be clicking that button all night.
This color scheme is very Joker coded.
Oh shit, it is.
All right. Okay, cool. Wait. So let's.
Aaron, were you saying that kids on your school bus would be playing this song that they downloaded on iTunes? And
yeah, this was a bus song.
A bus song.
A bus song. This is apparently a bus song. The kids would listen to it on the bus.
Did you, what? It was busted.
Did they get their bus driver some Dicks Insider?
We didn't.
Sorry.
Wait, how old were these kids?
This would have been like high school.
High school. High
freshman
school.
Year.
Okay,
so they're 14.
And Bullfrog was 13 when he had his first Dicks Insider, so.
That's true, so it's pretty age appropriate.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, did you know what the song was about?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Cool. Well, let's watch the bloopers.
I feel like this is going to be a rough one.
I'm really scared about these bloopers.
Yeah.
I've not seen them
I'm scared.
In a decade.
Okay.
Strap in. Let's go.
Shut up! So first of all, I just want to say that we love your...
Oh, yeah. We shot this entire scene.
Yeah,
we just were like, cut it.
We were going bankrupt, so we decided, hey, we want to help you guys out, make this music video, and we're about to put it out on YouTube. Check it out.
Oh, for no reason. I'm glad we cut it out. You're pumping it out. Do we get to see like the real reaction to be like, ew?
What was this scene ever gonna get used for?
No, I think we were just wasting time because we knew we weren't gonna use the bullfrog moment.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
Oh.
That's our makeup artist, Paula.
Oh.
Waterboarding our makeup artist.
Twerking me? What?
wait, what did I say?
Twerking me?
Should he be twerking me?
Should he be more twerking me?
Should he be more twerking me?
Hey, I was still learning the English language back then.
Should he be more twerking me?
Should he be more twerking me?
Daddy, can he be more twerking me?
Should he be more twerking me?
Should he be more twerking me? What?
that's my reaction too.
A little something for the ladies.
Oh.
I got a drink for that.
Oh yeah, true. Cheers, buddy. Mm-hmm. Cheers.
We also have a, I just realized, in the...
This is why Bullfrog was dead on arrival.
What the fuck is this? I was just going to point out, like, the, we had, like, a sprinkler, a hose that was raining
down. Oh, yeah,
down.
I think that we had someone off camera spraying.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, so there's, like, more, like, liquid. It was either that or it was raining, but I don't think it was raining.
No, it wasn't raining. What?
All right, cool. That was a take.
Oh, yeah, well, take. Yep.
The creepy non-committal shoulder hand.
Who's doing this?
Hey, we want to help you guys out, make this music video. We're about to put it out on YouTube.
Whoa.
I came in and licked it.
Whoa.
You were not into it. Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh, boy. Okay. Here we go. What is this?
What? Why were... Why?
Dancing with the Stars, hit us up. This is what you could, this is what you could expect.
I'm down.
Yeah, and we heard you guys are going bankrupt, which is really sad, so we decided, hey, why not make this music for...
Wow, I could not... It was so hard for me to get lines.
We're gonna put it on YouTube. Check it out.
That's true, she's not into it. Oh, this is beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Beauty.
You're like a sprinkler.
Oh, I knew what I was doing.
Oh, yes. This actually is very, like...
This is majestic.
Vibes.
I'd watch this, like, a full...
This is like those COVID... Those like,
oh yeah,
those like COVID, where they show you like how far a sneeze could spread.
This is why you need to wear a COVID mask.
Yeah, guys. Like, see, if y'all would wear masks, you know,
true.
This is exactly
this
how
is a normal. This is an average sneeze. The average American sneeze.
Yeah. This slow-mo is pretty sick.
It's kind of beautiful.
Dude, your lips are going crazy.
The average sneeze.
Oh, God.
So, what do you guys think?
Oh, yeah, we had this ending.
I saw Mommy getting dicks inside her last night from these two guys.
He's got a Tommy gun?
Run!
What? Why did he have a Tommy gun?
You know, he's a farmer. Every farmer's gotta have a Tommy gun. I just love that, like, so much, like, all those people are just crew.
Yeah, that was all just our crew.
That's so funny.
They are good sports.
I saw Mommy getting dicks inside her last night.
What do you guys think?
I saw Mommy getting dicks inside her last night.
Oh shit, we still have that shirt that said Jingle Bells All Girls Smell.
That was from one of the first Smosh videos. Yeah. The Christmas special.
He's playing, he's literally playing that character because
oh, yeah,
he have that beanie.
Yeah, same beanie.
Or was, wow. was it your Robert character that had that beanie on?
I don't know, but you wore the shirt.
Yeah.
Either way, well, okay. That was Dixon Cider.
That was.
The highly requested Dixon Cider. How many views? How many views does that?
Well, let's guess. Let's guess. I'm gonna say.
Music videos typically had more views because people would go back and replay it. So.
True.
I'm gonna say. 25 million.
I was gonna say 28, but I'll go 35.
Okay.
24.
24. Okay, we were both over, so Price Right rules. We wouldn't have either of us, but still, I was close.
No. yeah. This was one of the videos of all time.
It truly was.
I just want to apologize to women.
We already did that. We already did that.
People with dreadlocks.
I mean, we have lots of things.
I want to apologize to bears.
Bears.
We did not represent bears very well
that
in this video.
Was really rough.
It was a negative portrayal of bears, actually.
Yeah.
Showing that they're violent.
Yeah. We did portray consent pretty well. They really wanted it. Even when they ran away, they.
If you're looking to douse somebody
with Dixon Cider,
make sure you get not just a yes, but like a hard yes.
Enthusiastic. Like
an enthusiastic yes. And if it's not an enthusiastic yes to get Dick's Insider,
right,
then, you know, I don't know, go play like Mario Party or something.
Oh, by the way, for anyone who's a member of this channel,
yeah,
guess what you got coming your way right after this episode airs?
Woohoo, what?
That's right, we got the behind the scenes and bloopers, official version in high quality, wow, since it no longer exists on the website. It is now yours for the taking, members. Boom, just another reason to become a member.
Dropped it on your ass.
That's right. And if you enjoyed us doing a deep dive on the creation process of this video, you might also enjoy us doing a deep dive of our new sketches as they come out. Because Smosh Royalty members get to join in on a watch party as Ian and I sit down and break down every element that went into making the new sketches a couple hours after each new sketch is released.
Yeah, and we're responding to your comments on there. It's a fun little hangout. Come join us. Right. Become a member.
Become a member. Become Help Smosh support Royalty. This channel.
Support this channel, support this silliness. And we'll see you later. Cheers.
Cheers.
Get some Dick's Insider.
Get your Dick's Insider.
Or don't. It's your life.
Nice.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.